Salam, and welcome to a new episode of Brief Parts. So, let me give you some context to this episode. I am in my last year and final year of my master's degree, and for the first semester, we will have exams normally, and then in the second semester, we will do research basically, and for us it's lab research, and then we write our thesis and then have our viva, and that's it, we graduate. So today is my first day of vacation, and we have a 15 days vacation, and then we'll go back to uni, study for another 15 days, and then we'll have exams. So basically this is not even vacation. I wouldn't call it vacation, it's like entering a battlefield, and I'll have to do a lot of study in these 15 days. And this is why I decided we'll talk today about how to learn, or the best learning techniques, or how to study. And I honestly think the techniques I'm going to talk about are techniques you can use in learning anything, and you shouldn't just use them, you know, for uni or school. If you want to learn a language, you can use them. Anything really, it's for learning in general. But let's talk about some techniques, and the techniques I know a lot of us use, such as repetitive reading, note-taking, highlighting and underlining. These are techniques I honestly used forever. Until last year, in the beginning of the year, I stumbled upon some research papers, and then I stumbled upon a YouTube channel called Ali Abdal. The person is called Ali Abdal, and he spoke about effective studying techniques. And actually, highlighting and underlining was proven to be a technique of low utility, same as rereading. Well, for you know, making notes, it really depends, and they couldn't, you know, make really effective research on it. However, for highlighting, underlining and rereading, those were proven to be low utility techniques. And it honestly, I wouldn't say I kind of felt stupid, but I did repetitive reading all the time. I like bring my, you know, grab my chapters, and I read and reread the chapters, and sometimes I go and study with my cousin and her friend, which is my friend now as well, and we'll just sit together and be like, you know, this is the third time I read this chapter, wow, I'm going to do well in this topic. And I feel so happy when I get the time to actually read the chapters three times, because it rarely happens, to be honest. The maximum is like two times, and then read these researches, and I watched the video, and I thought, you know, then what's the alternative? Even though I clearly was not satisfied with these studying techniques, and I did not think that, you know, repetitive reading was an effective technique, and so I had to look for effective studying techniques. Now, based on research, active recall or practice testing was proven to be the most effective technique, because when you sit down, read the material, let's say once, and then ask yourself questions and try to answer them, you are trying to retrieve information out of your brain. Instead of repeatedly reading the material and trying to put information inside of your brain, you are trying to retrieve the information outside of your brain, which is more effective. Most of the time, you think you know the answer and you know the material and you know all the information. You know, even if you truly know the information, you studied it and you understand it. But then when you try to form the answer, sometimes the answer, you know, you have blanks in your answer. And that is why test practice and asking yourself questions is the best technique. And I know, or at least for me, we cannot find much exam papers to practice or test ourselves. However, I think we can just sit down, read the material, and then in every part, we ask ourselves questions and try to answer them without looking into the paper, or, you know, make mind maps, because it is trying to retrieve information out of your brain, or make flashcards. One of the apps I like for making flashcards is Quizlet. However, For me, it takes a bit too much time. I don't like it too much, but it depends, honestly. When you have definitions, it is the best way, I think, to remember them is to use flashcards. However, if you are a math student or physics, I think trying to solve problems is the best way. Now, if you know, your method of revising is always sitting there, reading and rereading those chapters and highlighting the keywords and all that, I think, I'm not saying to stop using those techniques, no, you don't have to, but if you think that they are not effective enough and you do not get the results that you want to get, maybe you should start, instead of spending too much time rereading, you know, the time that you spend rereading, maybe you should spend it asking yourself questions or trying to explain it to another person. If you don't have another person, just try to explain it out loud to yourself or to your imaginary other person. You probably know that there are a lot of note-taking methods, and one of them that I like is the Cornwell note-taking method. And in this method, you leave a section in your paper where you can write questions. When the teacher is explaining, you take notes, but then at the same time, you write down questions in that section that you think the teacher will probably ask, or questions that will help you study that particular part that the teacher was explaining and you were taking notes about. Again, instead of spending so much time using the repetitive reading method or by highlighting and writing keywords and making your notes look so pretty, which I know that's probably what you do, especially with rereading your chapters, which is not very effective, try to use the active recall or practice testing method or technique. Try to retrieve the information out of your brain by any sort, by using flashcards, which is basically questioning yourself, or trying to teach the material to someone else, or to yourself, or your imaginary friend, or by testing yourself by exam papers, by using mind maps, just anything that will make you retrieve information out of your brain, instead of trying to put it in your brain all the time by reading again and again. And to be honest, I only used the active recall method last year, and I performed much better in the modules that I used the active recall compared to the modules that I only read and reread the chapters. However, I think I still, you know, I did not use it effectively just yet. And since this is my last exam, I am going to try and use it all the time. And here I sign my friends to you. Let the Hunger Games begin. I have 15 days. I will do my best, because I know after these 15 days we'll be back to university and we'll keep on studying, actually have more chapters to study. So, I will do my best. So, if you have exams soon like me, because I know now a lot of university students have exams after the holidays, or you have your baccalaureate exam, or you just want to learn something new, the first thing is try to use the active recall method. And second thing, plan your revision. And the third thing, please do not grab just one module and study it all the time until you finish it and then feel happy because you finished one module. It feels great when you finish one module, but then it feels awful when you remember that 4 days or 5 days passed and you only studied one module and you didn't start any of the other modules you still have. What I do is, in the same morning, I pick a module that has a high coefficient and then a module that has a low coefficient. So what I do is, because the module that has the highest coefficient is very long usually, I try to study a chapter. If it's too long, I will study a section or a few titles, and then I change and I study a light chapter of the module that has a lower coefficient. So in 5 days, I will find out that I actually made progress with four modules approximately. And it feels much better than finishing a module in 3-4 days and find out that I did not make any progress with the other modules. And I know, sometimes when you start a subject, you just want to go on with it, and it feels right, especially when you start understanding the material. You just want to go on and keep it until you finish the whole module and you feel good about it, but then it's not efficient, you know? So instead, plan it, and plan in the same day that you would study at least two different modules. And at last, I would say, try to minimize the time you spend in repetitive reading and highlighting and underlining. Instead, use that time in using the active recall technique, in practice testing, questioning yourself, and retrieving information out of your brain. Plan your revision and swap modules in the same day. Do not study one module in a day. So in 5 days' time, you would find that you made progress not only in one module, but in several. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. Salam.